You're just mentioning the 5K on the runway. That was this past Saturday.
Yeah. Yes. Listeners, try to send me a video of, I guess, you crossing the finish line, Kelly?
I guess so.
And with my limited computer skills, I'm no Baron Trump.
Yep.
I was unable to view the video.
You heard what Baron can do. Turn the thing right back on. Yeah, he'd help you if Baron...
Daddy's laptop is off.
Hang on.
That's right.
He's the tallest Trump by a half a foot, right?
Yep.
Baron?
Dude, 6'9"?
Oh, tall young man.
If you missed it earlier, he's not only incredibly tall, he's got a mind for technology.
Is Baron's aptitude, in your view, business or politics?
Maybe technology. He can look at a computer. I try turning off his car, turn it off. I turn off his laptop. I said, oh, good. And I go back 5 minutes later, he's got his laptop. I said, how'd you do that? None of your business, Dad. No, he's got an unbelievable aptitude in technology.
Yeah, I can tell. That how he talks to his father? Any business. He's the president. In any business. I'll turn on what I want.
Would you like to know?
Yeah.
Mr. President.
You'll never figure that out. What an event. I hate you didn't get to see the video of me crossing the finish line.
Did you have any thoughts? Did you recognize you were being filmed as you crossed the breasted the tape, Kelly?
Did not. And tried to kick. I always try that last 100 yards, you know, to really kick it in.
Knock the old people and the children out of the way.
Get them out of the way. You've seen me.
Improve your time.
Well, you remember that downtown race? I stalked that one guy.
Was that a Halloween event?
Yeah, I had to move.
Or a turkey trot?
A turkey trot. I had to move him out of the way. You know,
he was smiling from ear to ear,
his hands,
arms raised in victory, and you're like, I'm going to beat you by a quarter second.
And I did. I bared down on him and beat him. I try to do that always. I pick an old person in front mm-hmm. of me, and I was like, I'm going to catch that old dame. I'm going to go get her, you know.
Get that one-legged bull bat.
That's right. take her right out of here. People with strollers, children.
Yeah, good, good.
Now, we had mentioned, this was interesting, the host was the TV personnel. The TV always gets more shine than the radio folks out there.
We drive up there with our battered old van.
That's right.
And a prize wheel for some reason. Because these people are stuck. They can't go anywhere.
I was taking a look at the van. I was really up close and personal with the van. A lot of scratches on that bad boy.
It's seen better days. I'd say. I mean, they're 40 years old, man.
They are 40-year-old vans. What are you going to do? You know, they're 40.
Yeah.
They're wear and tear on there. Well, the host from the television station, the Fox affiliate,
yes,
they host it. And remember, they sent over a...
Was this person inspiring to the masses?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I would say inspiring. She had a lot of spirit, you know.
Okay.
She got up, and the way it worked, and I had seen the script, and I guess she hadn't because, you know, there was the script which said... She got up, she was going to say a few words, and then it was introduced. The whole thing, the 5K on the runway, is to take up money, raise funds for those who need help with food. You know, it's like food banks all combined to raise money. And they've fed, I mean, it's hundreds of thousands of people. It's really incredible. They've served hundreds of thousands of meals. And the event keeps getting bigger and bigger. And the weather was really good this year. So we had like more than 2,000 runners, 5K, 10K, fun walk, all that kind of stuff. Nice, nice day. So when it starts, the lady from the TV station goes up, and all the dignitaries are on the stage as well.
From the food banks, the airport, what have you.
Exactly. And so left on the ground beside the stage were myself and my colleague Josie, who's from our sister station. Mm-hmm. We're the radio personalities. So I see the television personality introduce everybody, and they all talked about their stuff. And she goes, now, without any further ado, and at that point, somebody taps her on the shoulder, and I see them whisper in her ear, the radio guys. They pointed over at us, and she's like,
oh, so she'd send all the runners to the line.
Well, she's getting ready to. She's starting to. And,
all right, runners, take them up. What? Oh, no. Those hack. All right. Wait. Nobody go.
We're still on the ground. We're like,
and now here's your top 8 and 8 reasons to run. Because it's 8 a.m., right?
Yes. Yes. And so I guess.
Who went first, you or our female colleague?
Let me show you how we. First, she goes and she goes, oh, a moment. I'm sorry. Everyone wait. We have a couple of more folks to speak here. We have Radio Personality 1.
And?
Radio Personality 2.
Yes! Not even station name.
No, nothing.
Not even a human name.
No, no. Just, and that is how it was written in the script.
Radio 1?
Radio 1 will do some inspiring words, and Radio 2 will. I was Radio 2.
I think it's fitting.
Yes. I was second on there. So Josie walked up and gave a great speech. And by the way, once everybody from the food banks, I mean, there's eight people that have spoken already. And then Josie goes, then they hand it to me. Like, what more is left to say? You know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, it's wonderful.
How about them Tar Heels? Anybody?
Rough.
Yeah.
Rough. But the
how about this airline food? Because you're on the runway. What's the deal with the black box?
The respect between media, you know.
Why did they make the whole plane out of the black box?
I wanted to say all of it.
All your airport humor.
Yeah, but we were pushed for time. They were already like, let's go, let's go. Let's move it along.
Wrap it up, number two.
We have Radio Personality 1 and Radio Personality. Woo! Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. And she said, give them a hand clap as they come up here. Like, all right. Okay. Let's shout them out. Let's shout them out up here. Let's do it.
Okay.
You know, I spoke also with, you're talking about radio personalities. Recently, Chris Dim, Biggie, and I have all been on a podcast. And it's called The Hoppy Hour.
It's a young man who does radio and likes to talk about radio.
Yes. And his name is Ryan Hoppy. And he emailed us all separately and said, would you be on this podcast? Well, Chris Dim and Biggie, of course, got right back to him, and I waited 3 weeks with my arms folded. No, I will not be on. Finally, he wore me down by saying, maybe you didn't see my first email, and I was like, all right, I'll do it. Okay.
Oh, no, I didn't see it. I must have gotten.
Oh, yeah. Good experience, very good experience. Well, here is even why I bring it up. I used to work with a guy named Jack Murphy, and Ryan Hoppy asked me, can I get Jack Murphy's contact information? I'd like him to be on the podcast. So I okayed that. And so he was on there on Friday. He did his interview. Now, before all this, irregardless of this, my daughter and my wife and I were sitting there chatting, and my daughter was on the phone with one of her friends. And at the end of their conversation, my daughter said, love you too, and hung up. Okay. So I said, who was that? And she's like, that's my friend. It's her friend. They're both girls. They're just friends. Mm. And I said, you say I love you to your friend. And she said, oh, yeah, she says that to me all the time. She ends the conversation by saying, love you. And I said, love you too. And my wife said, that's what friends do. That's what friends do. And I said, well, no man ever does that. Forget it. No guy is ever going to do that.
Must be a teen girl thing.
So that's teen girls. No guy is ever going to say, I love you. Do you ever say, I love you to your...
All the time.
Do you?
Yes.
Your golf buddies?
I love the homies, yeah.
You say that when somebody calls you, they say, I love you when they hang up.
Yeah, love you, fam, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never said that before in my life. You ever say that?
No.
No. I never have... That must be a younger person thing to say, I love you to whoever. To their friend.
Yeah.
So Jack Murphy, who I haven't talked to in many years, was on the podcast. He calls me. But 5 minutes later, he calls me. Hey, man.
Right after the hit, he was done with his segment?
Right after he had listened to his segment, he called. He's like, thanks for hooking me up with that guy. And, you know, and we talked about the old days, you know, nostalgic conversation. My wife and daughter are still sitting right there in the living room. And we're chatting and everything. And the end of the conversation, we're chatting for like 30 minutes. And at the end, he goes, man, it's so great to talk to you. I love you, man. And I just sat.
Beads of sweat forming on your forehead.
He said, I love you, man. And I said, I love you too, man. And they both looked. I mean, you could not have been worse timing for me. I had just gone on this diatribe. No man ever says, I love you to another man who he's friends with.
And there you are.
Literally 30 minutes later, he goes, I love you, man. And I said, I love you too, man.
Same.
And they both look over and just start. I mean, the laughter, my wife, I don't think I've ever seen her laugh that hard.
Gales of laughter.
Yeah, she couldn't breathe. It was so funny to her. So I hung up and I said, that's the first time that's ever.
That's not going to happen again.
Do not say that.
Until maybe Biggie's funeral. I don't know. Maybe. And I'm not promising.
That's the next time I'm going to say that. As they lower that casket, I love you.
I love you, man. I love you.